Hi, I'm Martin Fritzen, and you're listening to the Grassroot Esports Podcast. So this is episode one, and the subject for this episode is, what is grassroot esports in sports clubs? So when I first started to do this podcast, I did it because I see how grassroot esports in sports club can help people coming together, build amazing friendships, attract new sponsors to the sports clubs, attract new members, and I can just see that this is a great way to work with esports, to do it like a grassroots esports way in sports clubs. And this episode is about what and how is this? And I'm gonna take, you know, a stand, and I'm gonna start from my own point of view, because I founded an esports club in Denmark, which is a part of a traditional sports club. And we're starting from a platform or starting point with sports for all. And this means that whatever I'm talking about is that it should be for anyone. Like anyone who like any player, any coach, any boy or girl who loves esports or loves gaming should be able to join a club, join an association, and have, you know, receive training and build new friendships and have fun with playing the game they love in a sports club, just as you do with basketball or volleyball or playing music or whatever. So when we look at different countries, they have different ways of handling cultures and sports as well. But most countries, they have a strategy or a plan for how to work with the most social or cultural part of the sports activities. So grassroots esports in sports club is for amateurs primarily. I mean, we see a lot of sports clubs who will connect or have a few FIFA players playing for them, and they will receive a salary. I don't consider that as grassroots esports. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is that we are, let's say, the Green Packers, I don't know, Esport Association, right? Or the Green Packers Sport Association. And what we want to do right now is that we want to create an Esport Association inside the Green Packers Sport Association. So the first step would be that we will talk to our board internally, and we would talk about, so right now we are offering soccer, baseball, volleyball, whatever we are offering, traditional sports. And we have a lot of players, they can become members, they can play for our teams, they can have fun, they can just, you know, be a Green Packer. That's fun. We want to do the same with esports. We want to make sure that the board is on with that and they think it's okay. If they're okay, we're going to post a message on social media, in the news, in the local newspaper, in the local radio station or whatever, and we're going to say, hey, we are the Green Packers Sport Association. We want to build esport activities. Anyone who wants to, you know, be part of that in any way, player, parent, sponsor, trainer, coach, whatever, you should come to this meeting. It's on Wednesday, it's 7 p.m. in the somewhere around the Green Packers Stadium. I don't know. When we do that, we will have a lot of people showing up, and we can have this informational meeting, and we can start to pinpoint what we want to do. We want to create an esport association inside a sports club. We want to have players playing Counter-Strike, maybe League of Legends, maybe Overwatch, maybe Hearthstone, maybe FIFA, maybe PUBG. I don't know what games you like. Maybe Minecraft, maybe Dota. The games doesn't matter. All that matters is the strategy. So if you wanna build a sports club that's gonna hold 1,000 members, you should think about how to organize that in a sustainable way. So when we're having this informal meeting, we will ask if anyone is willing to join the board of the Esport Association inside the Green Packers Sports Association and start building this from the inside and out. And then you will have a board. You will start having board meetings. you start to figure out, all right, so which games should we offer? How can we offer training and practice? Should we be part of any league, like a national league? Or should we build our own internal tournaments? Should we be part of, I don't know, like Faceit or any other online tournament system? Or should we go to more physical events like DreamHack or ESL or whatever? So the board will start to figure out what kind of esports association should we build. And then at one point you will figure out, so should we have computers on site? Like you have the fitness room, you have the football pitch, you have the basketball pitch. Should you have a gaming pitch? Like should we have a room filled with 20 or 30 or 100 computers? That's an idea. So where should we get the money from? What kind of grants can we apply for? What kind of sponsors should we look for? How should we do this? And when we open for players to become members of our club, what should they pay in membership fee? What kind of training should we offer? Because it's not just about having people playing games on the computer. It's also about development. Like traditional sports, training, becoming better, winning, losing, being part of a league or a tournament so you can measure against other teams, find out if you're, you know, better or worse or whatever. And also be social, like having a boot camp, having trips where you can be together for a few days maybe. So what kind of club do you want to build in this area? And there are no right answers. I mean, this is a question of how you want to do it in your local area. So you want to build an esports club that will take part in the local environment. You know, you can work with the local schools, you can work with the local businesses, you can offer senior citizens to join in because they can use the computers for PC or computer training. They can also play Counter-Strike or other games that would actually help their hand-to-eye coordination and will strengthen their cognitive abilities. So an esports association inside a traditional sports club can be great for the local environment. So when you're doing this, you should have an eye on how can we work with the local environment, a local city, to build a strong club, but also to become beneficial to the local society. Because when you as a sports club are beneficial to the local society, you have a huge opportunity to apply for grants and funds and money from local cities and maybe even from the country or the government, depending on what kind of initiative or projects you will start. But the board has to figure out what they want to do and how they want to do it, and then execute. My idea is that, and my goal, my vision is that every boy or girl, man or woman who loves to play a game on their preferred device should be able to join a club, make new friends, play the games with their new friends or just next to their new friends and have fun with it. Because when we do this, when we come together around our passion for gaming, in this case, we develop as persons, we develop as humans, we develop a stronger self, like feeling of self-worth, like we're good at something, that we actually are worth something. We can develop from a player to a coach, to a trainer, maybe to a manager, and figure out that we are actually really good at this. We can work around loneliness. So instead of sitting at home feeling alone, maybe feeling that your parents doesn't understand you or school doesn't understand you, when you're in the sports club or esports club, you have friends and you have coaches and you have managers that you begin to talk to. And you talk around these hard subjects. And maybe at one point you figure out, all right, maybe I'm not the only one who thinks that school is a bit tough, and then it's okay. We have to go to school, so it's going to be okay. But being next to each other and being part of this community builds stronger people. So that's my that that that's the vision, you know, have every country in the world supporting every local city, supporting every local sports club to build esport activities. I mean, traditional sports does exactly the same. So that's a, like if you are if you're a happy football player and all you want to do is play football, you should definitely just do that. That's what to do, right? But the esport grassroots esports clubs, they can do something different with a different target group. We see in Denmark at least that we see from 50 to 75% of the member base in esports clubs would never ever be part of a traditional sports club because they don't like sports. They like to play computer games, and that's why they do it, right? So this is also an argument for attracting new members and building new communities, new friendships, and having, you know, a more stable and a more easygoing and a more well-structured esport community in the country or in the region. Because when you have sports clubs, you have structure, you have a board, you have budgets, you have like maybe some sports clubs, they have existed for more than 100 years, right? So you have a lot of tradition, a lot of experience that esports associations can lean upon and can become stronger. So when esports association are working together with sports clubs, they become stronger and they become more structured and they become more stable. And structure and stable and, you know, is they are important factors for sponsors. So when sponsors or brands are looking at an esport and thinking, where should I put my money? I wanna go into esports. I wanna do something about esports. So should I sponsor this team? They just came together. They have no activity on social media, no activity on Twitch. They just came together. I'm not sure they are even going to be together next month. So should I put my money there, or should I look at maybe an esports club, saying, well, right, so this esports club, they have 200 members. They have been running for 2 years. They have I can see on Facebook and other social media that they have gatherings, they have boot camps, they participate in tournaments, they have a strong board, and they are part of a sports club that have existed for more than 100 years. It seems like I'm gonna get more value from my money putting it there than a new started team or a new started organization or a new started event, right? So sponsors like that stability. Some does at least. So what is grassroots esports in sports club? That's this episode. I hope I answered some of your questions, but you know, don't feel shy. Just reach out and contact me if you have any other questions. But I said it before, I'm gonna say it again because that's my message. I want every boy or girl, man or woman who loves their computer game to be able to be part of a club or an association where they can, you know, visit, join, sit next to friends and play their games and feel that that's just perfect and that's okay and have fun with it. And not only okay, that's a stupid word actually. They want to, you know, sit next to each other and play together and have fun and just share these experiences with their friends. That should be the last words of this episode. Thank you for listening in, and I'll see you next time.